Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
They need me to chase these storms, and I'm sorry.
I'm the only one that can stop it.
I'm the only one that can stop it. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And if you can't understand that and believe in me, it'd be nice if someone believed in me. Go see it anyway.
And the Oscar goes to...
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:12 on this Tuesday morning, details of her visit still being kept rather close to the vest for the campaign. We do know, now being called the presumptive Democrat nominee for president, Vice President Kamala Harris due in Wisconsin for her first official campaign event carrying that title. For security purposes, and this is not out of character for the campaign, few details being shared with us about the visit and fewer that are for public consumption ahead of it. I can report the VP is scheduled to fly into Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport late morning, so expect motorcade traffic around the noon hour. She's expected to be here only for a few hours, with only one official scheduled stop listed, a local school early this afternoon in the Milwaukee area. She is supposed to be wheels up back to Washington before 3 o'clock, so this should not affect the afternoon rush today.
And you can call Harris the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. She has enough delegates now that have been declared to be going toward her, like Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says here in Wisconsin.
More than 90% of Wisconsin's 95 delegates have already pledged their support for Vice President Harris at the convention.
Wickler also says he doesn't know any delegates from Wisconsin who are not going to pledge their support. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Harris making an appearance and a speech to staffers at the campaign headquarters in Wilmington.
Over the next 106 days, we are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
And we did hear from President Biden. He was on the phone during her conversation with those staffers.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell.
You surprised to hear that he said that he'd be out there campaigning with her?
I am unsure as to whether or not her camp thinks that's wise. You know, like he still has the power of the presidency and can go and, I suppose, rally supporters. But whether or not she wants to be seen that publicly with him, as you know, the Republicans are going to try to tie her to his policies, which were, at least in their eyes, largely popular. So they think they had an inroad there. I don't know how those two factions now work together. Are they one and the same, or does she have her own people that, you know, are going to try to shield her to some degree from the sitting president?
The president is expected to address the nation at some point later this week. A date has yet to be announced.
It is 7:14. Sports coming up next. Sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
It's proof that you can't win every game. A little sloppy, not the best, as the Brewers fall to the Cubs 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Rookie pitcher Tobias Myers was good. 5 1/3, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. But a balk, a throwing error, and a wild pitch basically did him in.
The right-hander deals, and he bounced it in the dirt. It gets away from Contreras. Runner breaks for the plate. Throw home. Myers tag late. Scoring is Tauchman. He just beat the tag of the pitcher. And on a wild pitch, the Cubs double the lead.
Skipper Pat Murphy.
I think our youth showed tonight, you know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, with bases loaded. And obviously throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for 2 of the 3 runs.
We should also point out it doesn't help when you leave the bases loaded twice early on in the game. The Brewers walked 6 times in less than 4 innings, and they didn't score. Like, 6 times.
I was listening at that point. We're driving back from EAA. I'm like, come on now. Yeah. Happened in the one inning, then the next inning, same thing. Like, this has to be.
It's like hard to do.
Yes.
Right? You almost are forced to score. Adames' solo shot in the eighth. That was the only scoring for the Crew. Just got to flush it and move on. Same teams tonight right here on WDTMJ Radio. And the Skipper joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Packers continue training camp today. Open to the fans practice at Ray Nitschke Field just across from Lambeau at 10:30 a.m. Unless there is some big announcement this morning. Quarterback Jordan Love will not be participating in practice.
I'm optimistic. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst saying they are close to a long-term deal with Love, who does have 1 year remaining on the extension that he signed last season. But Love, who's reported to camp, and Goody's saying he's doing everything else. He's there. So I don't know if you can call it a holdout. It's not really a holdout. He's there. But he's holding himself out of practice.
It's a little bit of leverage,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah. Won't be doing that until the deal is done.
We're talking about practice.
Wide receiver Jaden Reed, meanwhile, coming into camp with an injury. It's keeping him out. He apparently suffered said injury at his youth football camp recently. Gutekunst on that.
Yeah, I think he just tweaked something in his camp. I don't know if an eight-year-old beat him on a route or something. but it's nothing that we expect to be too long.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Got burnt by an eight-year-old. Right? Here's
twisted
how you do it, kids.
Ankle. Hold on.
I'm good. Now I'll watch from here. Packers don't seem terribly worried about it. Reed apparently said in some locker room comments that it's nothing to worry about, so hopefully that deal with Love gets done sooner rather than later.
USA men's basketball team wins 92-88 over Germany. Another close one. It's their final tune-up before the Olympics begin.
7:18 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up on 7:22 this Tuesday morning. Some scattered storms likely today with a high of 82 degrees. Got to get through today and early tomorrow, and then we hit a fantastic stretch as we bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky.
What's going on, guys?
We got some really nice days ahead. Get to that in a second. But what do you see today, Niz, in terms of timing for when we could get wet?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be pretty scattered even when it does arrive, so it's definitely not a slam dunk, but it is our best chance for rain that we have this week. I would say, in general, we're going to see these scattered storms start to increase in coverage late morning, 10, 11 o'clock, and into the afternoon, probably starting with our northern spots and then eventually everybody by the afternoon. And then we could see a couple more scattered storms tonight and even again tomorrow. So we get through this 24-hour or so period, and then it's smooth sailing the rest of the week.
I hate the scattered storms because you can't plan anything, right? I mean, like, I'm supposed to play pickleball tonight just after 6 o'clock. I don't know what to do. Should I... You don't want to call it off at 7 a.m. being like, I don't know, it could be rain. And then, you look out your door and it's beautiful.
I would say, if you do have outdoor plans, I wouldn't cancel them or think about, but just know that there's the chance. But I agree with you. In fact, I have another time we'll have to play it. I had an angry caller a couple weeks ago.
No, I don't believe that. Who would be angry with you?
It was one of those things where, It was during that stretch where it was like literally every day 90% of us were going to stay dry, but then 10% of us were going to get this little pop-up storm. Now, today is definitely more coverage than that, but this was the scenario that we had that day, and he happened to be the 10%, and he got, a pretty good downpour and a shower, and he was a farmer, and he just cut hay, and it's just like, and I understood why he was upset, but I'm like, hey, this is exactly what was forecasted. 99% of the area didn't get a drop today. You ended up being that one, that 10%, that got it. So he was not very happy. But today I would say, here's classic weatherman day. 50-50 chance that he's
okay, good.
You're going to be good.
We'll flip a coin at 5 o'clock.
Hey, Niz, what's your take on Twisters? Is that a movie that you need to go see?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday with my oldest.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, it's not going to be an Oscar-winning movie, but it is. it's what you would expect it to be. And I think the consensus with the meteorologist is there is at least, at the very least, a very big effort to have the actors and the scripts be very much accurate as far
really?
As terminology. And like, yeah, I would say compared to many other weather movies that are out there, that are some are just so crazy, far-fetched, like crazy stuff. This one has a very big effort to actually be, you know, obviously the whole Hollywood aspect of it, of somehow these chasers intercept like 15 tornadoes in a 24-hour period. It's a little crazy.
Right. You could be down there a week and not see one, right, dude?
Exactly. Totally. So there's obviously that. But as far as what they're saying and what they're doing has some scientific chops to it. There were only a couple times where someone said something that was just like, yeah, that's not right. But
now, are
like,
you that guy in the theater sitting there with your kids going, bah, that would never happen, actually. The vortices would never
happen. I'm not. And unfortunately, there are some meteorologists who are like that. Me, like, I just, you know, just make a little mental note and move on and actually just appreciate that, like, this, they did a really, really good job. They incorporated, actually, the National Weather Service is, like, part of it. They've incorporated some TV meteorologists down in Oklahoma, and they did a very, I think, a very good job of balancing Hollywood and what really goes on.
I just remember in the original, the tornadoes were, like, growling.
Yeah, that's true. There still is some very, very, you know, far-fetched, you know, visual things that are going on, but there's also some play on like some real life events. Like, I don't want to ruin it or anything, but the big tornado at the end is in El Reno, Oklahoma, which El Reno, Oklahoma has one of the strongest tornadoes on record in recent memory. It was the EF5, I believe, was like 5-6 years ago. So like there is loose ties to reality too, with it. That was you know, historical reality, which I thought was cool.
Was there a touching love story? Was it the wife or the ex-wife who just he's married to storm chasing, not to me, and I can't do it anymore.
There is, but it's not that staffy and soapy. I don't want to get too much into it because then I would give it away. But yes, the main character, the heartthrob Glenn Powell, that the main dude actor that all the ladies are swooning over. I actually liked him. He was funny.
Awesome. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski.
And all storm chasers are that gorgeous, too.
Absolutely. There's one right there, folks. Thanks, Niz.
See you guys.
News about your money this morning. Boy, they would only listen to me. They need me to chase these storms. And I'm sorry.
I'm the only one that can stop it.
I'm the only one that can stop it. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And if you can't understand that and believe in me, it'd be nice if someone believed in me. Go see it anyway.
And the Oscar goes to...
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Many McDonald's locations are going to be extending a meal deal offer that was controversial among franchises when it was first launched.
McDonald's was one of the last to come around with a $5 meal deal after outrage spread on social media about fast food prices and inflation. It took a while for McDonald's to get franchisees on board with a $5 meal deal, but it's worked out so well in boosting traffic that McDonald's says it will be extended at most of its restaurants. 93% of McDonald's restaurants have voted to extend it, some through August. The company saying the meal deal has worked in driving back customers. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Well, that's interesting how that works.
So if you provide a sale, you might bring in more customers, thus making more money and getting more traffic.
Right. So, I mean, it depends on how you want to make your money, right? It's just, do you have a premium product that costs more that fewer people buy, or do you drive on volume? And clearly... Mm-hmm. Look, McDonald's, has it ever been not volume, right? That was the driver?
That's a good question. Yeah, right. No, it always has been, right?
Yes. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ. Telling Eric, had a moment yesterday, got home late from EAA, needed to water the garden, hoping to get in on some of this rain today, because it's been a little bit dry, all the rain that we've had this summer, right?
Crispy, you're right.
So I'm like, all right, I'll throw the sprinkler on, you know, real quick here, right before I go to bed. Sitting there just starting to drift off. Oh, the sprinkler's still on.
That's the worst feeling, isn't it?
The worst. So we do have, as you heard Tyler Morris say, a couple of chances for some scattered storms. Not everybody is going to get wet today, but it's going to be hanging around through the day. Hey, coming up just after 8 o'clock, we'll get into a little bit of the testimony from the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. We were talking before, I mean, a lot of folks weighing in saying it wasn't a great performance in her testimony before Capitol Hill. Okay, but what hand did you have? There's no question you had an epic failure. Like, how are you going to make that sound good?
Well, right, and but how are you staying in, you know, in that position? Right. That's one of the questions. But also at the same time, you know, not going to defend anything she said or didn't say on Monday, but it's early. Like, they are a week in, you know, into this investigation, a week plus a couple of days. I was surprised she was speaking on Monday because you wouldn't expect her to have much to be able to provide that this early in the investigation.
On top of that, fairly busy week the week prior.
Right.
She was among those here in the huge security detail here in Milwaukee to put on that convention.
That
as well.
Said, she did not do herself any favors on Monday.
So we'll get into some of that just after the 8 o'clock news this morning. Brewers manager Pat Murphy next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Packers hit the practice field again, day two of the 2024 training camp. Jordan Love not expected to practice as long as he is still working on a deal, long-term extension with the Green Bay Packers. General Manager Brian Gutekunst saying they're close, but that Love has informed them he's not going to practice. He has reported to camp. He's there. He's doing other things. He's not going to practice until that deal is done.
Brewers fall to the Cubs 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Same teams tonight right here on WDTMJ Radio.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on Tuesdays, we talk to the manager. Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us this morning. Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Hey, Murph, wanted to ask you about, you know, obviously you had the Cubs starter was struggling a bit yesterday. Walked six guys, I think, in just those two innings, right? And we ended up having the bases loaded twice. Outside of, I want to get to, you know, not being able to get a run across in that situation. He's on the other team, so I wasn't sad about it, but you almost feel for a guy who can't find the strike zone. What happens to a pitcher when they just lose command?
Well, it was a matter of he's coming off an injury. He's been very successful. His ERA is under 3, I believe. And he's coming off an injury, and sometimes when you get exhausted, and I think he had pitched 2 1/3 inning in his first start. They weren't planning on him going very far. Now, be it as it may, we had bases loaded with two outs, but it was two outs, nobody on, and then he walked three guys. So that was a sign of fatigue, and they got him out of there pretty quick. But, yeah, it's tough. We didn't get timely hitting, but when you load the bases with no outs, that's a little different. But we did a great job of loading the bases, but unfortunately, there was already two outs in the inning, but the kid was getting tired. And when you lose command like that, you got to get somebody ready, and it alters your plan a little bit.
Skip, you said after the game that you guys are a young team and you could chalk up this loss maybe because of the youth on your team and that some of your at-bats could have been better. Could you define that? What makes a good at-bat? Like, how does a professional hitter need to go up there in order to create what is considered a good at-bat?
Well, I mean, obviously it starts with balls and strikes. You swing at strikes and take balls. It sounds easy, but it's really not. It's one of the most difficult things to do in sport. And then, you know, it's one of those deals where you then swing, you put your A swing or your best swing on a strike and put it in play the right way with true flight. True flight meaning straight as it can be, as hard as it can be. But if the game deals you, you know, a pitch that's 4 inches or 5 inches outside, you don't hit it. If the umpire takes that away, then there's nothing you can do. Just respond to the next pitch. But good at-bats are built over time. It can be one pitch. It can be 10 pitches. But the way the game's played, my comments about the youth, that's what we are. We're a very, very young team, as young as any team with players on the field in baseball. But it's like, you go through that where we made a few mistakes. The kid pitched magnificently for us. He pitched really well, but he balked. He threw a ball away at second base. You know, those are things that he made a wild pitch with the bases loaded with two strikes and two outs. Those are just unfortunate, but that's sometimes what young people to get hyped up do. Don't make an easy throw to second base on a ground ball. Throw a ball in the dirt with two strikes and you know, those are things that you don't excuse, but you don't you're not totally surprised when a rookie does that.
How often, random question, but how often does a batter foul one off intentionally? Like they know they can spoil this pitch because it's not one that they're going to be able to drive, so they just put a swing on it just to get another at bat or get another pitch.
There's a real art to that. It's not so easy to do. People talk about it, but it's mostly letting the ball travel and get deep, and you approach it in such a way where your hands are first and your barrel's dragging a little bit, and you take a good swing at it, but understanding that if I hit it, I'll hit it right down the opposite field line, or I'll foul it off.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Oh, go ahead.
Not as easy as it looks, believe me.
You used the word, I think, over the weekend, relentless. And I kept having that thought of, yeah, we left the bases loaded twice and we didn't get a run across. But I honestly fully expected what I've seen from this team. I'm like, that's fine. We'll be back in another inning. And
right,
it doesn't
right.
always work out that way. But you have built a team, Pat, that just never gives up.
I'm proud of the guys. You know, nobody expected anything out of this team. And we've all said that over and over, but it's amazing how they show up to play every day. It's very few games that we're out of at all. I mean, out of our 100 games, I think we're talking about 96 games that we've had either the winning run on or the tying run at the plate or something of that nature. And that's amazing for a young team that's relatively unknowns, most of them, and to just competing this way every single night. In all different environments. There was a great environment there last night. It's great to see, you know, and it makes you feel great that you're representing a bunch of guys like that.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us this morning. Go get him tonight, Skip.
Thanks, man.
Brewers and Cubs tonight, 7:05, first pitch from the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. 7:49, and no Tausch today, a special treat. Not that it's a treat to not have Tausch.
That's what it sounded like you said.
Speaking not of the absence of Tausch, but the presence of our guest this morning. Should I tell him, or should we just leave it up?
And there's big news we're following closely in Green Bay that we want to dissect.
Why don't you just tell me who it is?
No, we'll have to find out.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. I guess you'll get the check from him then, Wildy.
Well, first
you have to draw directly from Tausch for that, though. I'm outside that. I'm not laundering that.
It's like trying to get money from Favre. So, a couple things. One, great to hear Debbie Lazaga doing the traffic when I'm not driving to the Milwaukee Ballet, so it doesn't impact me at all. I don't know how the 172 bridge traffic is this morning in Green Bay, but she does such a great job. Secondly, now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 – stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle and helped the Packers to a Super Bowl title. And I just, Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning because not only am I filling in for him today, but I believe Pancake can correct me, but I've got a couple of other stints on this program.
That's right.
I'm not sure he's ever getting this job back, quite frankly. So great to be with you guys.
I'll let you tell it. ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wildy joining us this morning. All right, man, big news in training camp. You got Jordan Love, who's not practicing with the team. He did report to camp, right? Is there significance in that? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you call this a holdout, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a hold-in.
I'm not doing any stuff.
Right, exactly. But guys, this is, and I think this is a really important thing. I mean, first of all, the NFLPA allowed the owners to push through this legislation in the last or two CBAs ago, where you are automatically fined for holding out, and that those cannot be rescinded. And so I know that influenced Davante Adams back in 2021 when, by all rights, he should have held out or held in. Like, the fact that he played out his contract is ridiculous, and I think we've heard Davante make some comments to those effects in recent weeks. So one of the reasons he's here, in the words of Marshawn Lynch, is I'm just here so I won't get fined. That's part of it. But it goes so far beyond that, and I want to tell you guys a story from the locker room yesterday. So myself and a couple of other beat writers are talking to Sean Clifford at his locker. And I asked Sean, you know, hey, did you know you and Jordan are tight? Did he give you any sort of a heads up that this was going to be the case and he wasn't going to practice. He was going to come to meetings and everything else, watch practice, but that he was not going to practice. And Sean said, yeah, Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember which day it was, but he told me that this was the likely scenario. So Sean Clifford wakes up yesterday morning knowing that he is going to be running the number one offense for the Green Bay Packers. He gets ready for work, goes into the stadium, gets there at 7 o'clock. Okay? Practice starts at 10:30. I think the team meeting was at 9. So he's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Hey, this is my big day.
Right, here we go.
Getting here early. He looks over, puts his stuff in his locker, looks over, and Jordan Love's backpack is in front of Jordan's locker. He's already in the building, meeting with Matt LaFleur, going over stuff. He's not practicing because of the risk, but he's doing everything else. And I thought Sean Clifford did such a great job of giving us insight into what that tells us about Jordan, that he's doing what's right for him. He has 1,000% backing of his teammates. Christian Watson's line was, he should get every penny he deserves and more. So his team is united behind him. He's doing the difficult thing of not practicing because the easy thing would be, okay, the coaches want me to practice, so I'm going to practice. So I think that tells you everything you need to know about this situation.
All right, let me just push back on that a little bit, Wildy. Maybe we shouldn't put this in real people terms because this is a different industry. But, you know, I've done how many contracts in my career, whatever. I can't fathom when I was in negotiations with TMJ4 for a new deal or what have you.
I'm not going on.
That I come to work at, 4 in the morning like I used to. But then when 5 o'clock comes for the news, I say, I'm here at work, but today I'm not anchoring on account of I don't have this new deal yet. Is it fair of us to, he's signed through the end of this year. He has a job.
Vince, I love you, man. I mean, not as much as your brother.
But you're an idiot. That's not how this works.
But here's the difference, okay? So let's put this into again, real person terms, The three of us. We are all lucky to do what we do.
Yes.
But it's not like we're making the kind, I know people think, oh, they're on the radio. They're kind of a big deal. We're not raking in the dough that some other more famous people are making, okay? But you, being the handsome guy you are, more handsome than Eric and I, you were on television for a long time. But think about and I don't know your salary structure, and I don't want to know your social security number and your credit card information. If you can get me that, I'd like to take that. But the reality is that at no point did you go to TV and you were making X number of dollars and you were waiting for your next contract, which would be worth 20 times that. And you were not in danger, unless I don't understand the structure of the set very well, of lighting falling on the lighting falling on top of you while you were delivering the news.
Okay.
And so the idea of Jordan Love going out there right now, and he's scheduled to make $11 million, but we're talking about him getting a contract $250 million. And he's got, there was an instance of this yesterday in practice where, again, Sean Clifford was the one at quarterback. But, these defensive guys are all revved up. They're excited about the new system. They're not in pads. So they're not supposed to bull rush and crash into the offensive linemen. And that happened on a play, and one of the offensive linemen went flying back into Sean Clifford's lap. This is the kind of stuff that Jordan Love needs to avoid to stay safe. And so he's doing everything but practicing. But I will let him know that you think he should come to work.
Please, pass that on, would you? All right, my friend. Really appreciate you stepping up, Wildy. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care. Be good.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.